State economists agreed today on a revenue forecast that'll determine the parameters for Michigan's next budget. Revenues are expected to rise slightly this fiscal year and the next one. All the while, health care costs and tax cuts continue to demand healthy slices of the budget pie. Did we mention a need to fix the roads? Zach Gorchow is the executive editor and publisher of Gongwer News Service, and Brian Calley is with the Small Business Association of Michigan. He's also a former lieutenant governor of the state, and they're with us to talk about revenues. Gentlemen, welcome to Stateside.
Great Hello. To be with you.
Zach, how would you were at the State Revenue Forecast Conference. How would you describe the overall mood at the gathering?
I mean, I think people, it's pretty much been a sort of steady as she goes mentality for several years now. Not too hot, not too cold, sort of just right. It's not explosive growth, so you don't have people celebrating in the streets and figuring out how are we going to spend all this new money or rebate it to the taxpayers. And you don't have revenues falling precipitously and tension and fear about cuts. It's just sort of, okay, this looks like another budget year where we're going to have maybe some modest increases in some places where there's going to have to be restraint. And because of previous decisions, the current administration is saying there may have to be some reductions too.
Brian, reading the write-ups, it appears that corporate income tax was pretty strong. Does that say anything about what's going right with Michigan's economy right now?
The expansion continues, and one of the reasons I think there's a little bit more optimism now than, say, this time last year, some of the question marks have been taken off the table. I mean, Michigan is very reliant on trade with, particularly across North America, and having the USMCA, the successor to NAFTA, passed through the House of Representatives gives a little more assurance on what that looks like. Some progress made on a trade agreement and potentially ending the trade war with China is another question mark taken off the table. And the fact that the strike at General Motors didn't carry over to the other major automakers, all of those things that in the past had given some pause or some reason for concern have moved in positive directions. So I think you put those all together, and there's more confidence that this expansion is going to continue.
One more thing about revenues. This was the year that cannabis sales became legal. I couldn't help but wonder, did either of you hear anything about cannabis making much of a ripple?
Well, there's definitely a lot of action out there in entrepreneurs and business people getting involved and starting things up, but it's not going to be a huge revenue generator for the state. It will make some impact, but when you consider the size of the overall revenue streams, it's not going to compete with income tax or sales tax or anything like that.
One of the things people have been saying is that growth is slowing, but that no recession is in sight for the upcoming fiscal years. This kind of feels like something that no economist wants to vocalize about, but that just about every layperson in the state might have on their minds. Was there any more specific information? Zach, did you hear anything about prospects for a recession or that no, there definitely won't be one?
Well, a couple things. One, I would agree with what the lieutenant governor said, that there's more optimism now. You don't have these trade question marks hanging over things like there was before. But that said, I've covered a lot of these revenue conferences, and I've never heard them outright predict there will be a recession in the coming year. It's usually a lot like what we've heard, which is growth is either going really well or we expect growth to continue, but it's slowing. Typically, what happens is by the time you get a revenue conference where things are not good, it's already clear the economy is sinking, maybe unemployment is going up, and revenues are falling, and the revenue conference is just trying to get a sense of how bad is it. It's really unusual, and I personally can't recall a revenue conference where they said, we expect a recession in the coming year.
What kind of year might this be for expenditures? Was there any talk about how much the state expects to spend?
I mean, I think it's looking like, again, sort of just incremental inflationary increases. The general fund really hasn't changed in size in a fundamental way in the last 15 to 20 years for a variety of reasons. So that means that, you know, there's been maybe at best inflationary increases available. For that, the school aid fund will be up a little bit, not a lot. There might be a little bit of money there for a very minor increase to the schools. I don't think anybody's expecting any big investments. And the big question is, there's a lot more money that that's going to be spent and by law must be spent on roads from the general fund this coming year, another $100 million plus from what there is now, among a lot of other commitments, rising Medicaid caseloads, so forth. And that limits the ability to say, you know what, we're going to do a big, grand new program and we have all this money to spend on it, because that's just not there.
Brian, would you expect to see leaders trying to restore some of the money that Governor Whitmer vetoed over the summer when she and the legislature were at fighting over the budget?
I think there will be, early this year, there'll be some attempt at a supplemental to potentially restore a few things. Clearly, the governor had a few priorities that, including community college and the Reconnect program. There was also a veto of Going Pro, which is skilled trades training program, is really quite popular with the business community. And of course, the Pure Michigan ad campaign. Those are all things that I think are very much in play. And as a supplemental is considered, will likely be on the table. And I think that there's good potential for a deal. It's just start out of a new year. They put a budget agreement together at the end of last year. And even though it was quite contentious, if there's a time of year to get something done, it's this time.
Right. About that budget fight, the governor and the legislature still have not agreed going forward to a funding stream for road repairs that might address the problem to the fullness that both sides had hoped. What do you think is the tipping point, perhaps, Brian, for looking at the state's package of economic stimulus as it stands and the outstanding needs for infrastructure and operations like roads and needs in the general fund and saying it's time to dial back what we're doing with incentives?
Well, it's going to take compromise to come to an agreement. There are some differences that on their face appear to be irreconcilable differences between the starting points, at least the previous starting point of the governor and where legislative leaders were. I think it's going to be important that people consider an incremental approach. There is more going toward roads than there ever has been in the past, and even though it wasn't as much as our previous Governor Snyder wanted, it was something that did start moving things in the right direction. Now, had Governor Snyder held out for his original request, chances are there wouldn't be an extra $1 billion a year going into roads, and that's where I think the real story is what's the real target here. And if anything was learned from last year and just the contentious nature of it, I'm hope that it is that the parties approach the discussion with a little more flexibility.
Right. Zach, would you expect to see the governor and the legislature come to a similar point over this question of how to fund the roads next time around?
It's really hard to say what's going to happen. The governor is going to have a new proposal of some sort. I'd expect it to be rolled out either in the State of the State speech later this month or in her budget presentation at the beginning of February. And I think the lieutenant governor laid it out well in that the governor last year made a very concerted effort to say, we're not going to do incrementalism. If we're going to raise taxes, if we're going to go big, we're going to go for what is needed to solve the problem, which was more than $2 billion in new funding per year, which basically every study says that's what is needed at this point. The problem is the shock value of the 45 cent per gallon gasoline tax increase that she proposed, it just simply died immediately. I mean, it just never had any support in the legislature, not really from anybody with a D or an R next to their name, and especially the Republicans who control the legislature. So now I think it's a really interesting decision for the governor. Does she now say, you know what, yes, we do need $2.2 billion, but we got to get something. Is $800 million for a first step, $1 billion for a first step, would that be enough? It's a challenge because you want to tell folks we are working on solving the problem. Of course, if people drive around the corner and they hit a pothole, they think you haven't solved the problem, even if you fixed hundreds of miles of road elsewhere.
Right.
So we'll just have to see. It's going to be a feeling out process. Is there a tax increase that Republicans can support? I don't know that there is. You know, there might be some real NIFNAW kinds of things they could do, but they haven't been willing, at least in this term, to do that. They did a few years ago, the package the lieutenant governor mentioned. If the answer to that question is no, then this is going to be another goose egg for this term.
Either of you, I wondered if you heard anything that surprised you this time around, either in terms of economic news or proposals on the horizon. It's when things are going well, there tends to be if it ain't broke, don't fix it kind of mentality. But was there anything bold out there on the table?
I don't know that I would call it a surprise because word had sort of leaked out about it. But I do think it's interesting. It's a time of growth, a time of historically low unemployment. Yet the administration is saying we are asking our department directors to propose some cuts because of these general fund pressures due to other expenditures. So a little bit of a different take, potential cuts during a time of growth.
Zach Gorchow is the executive editor and publisher of Gongwer News Service. We've also heard from Brian Calley of the Small Business Association of Michigan, a former lieutenant governor under Rick Snyder. Guys, thank you very much. We appreciate your checking in.
Thank you.
Good to be with you.